You are listening to the Seeking Wild Beauty podcast. My name is Harmony Nixon, and I'm a spiritual teacher and healer. And each week, I will be diving deep into topics about spiritual practices, embodied intuition, sacred creativity, conscious living, and the call of soul, all to help you unearth your deepest truth. So grab your journal and get cozy. Hey loves, I hope you're having a cozy day wherever you are. I'm going to start this episode off by reading a section of the book called Beauty, The Invisible Embrace by John O'Donohue. In the beginning was the silence. Before anything was, there was silence everywhere. As the universe was born, the silence was broken in the fiery violence of becoming. As planets settled in the cold, endless nights of the cosmos, silence was restored, and it was a deep, dark silence. We can imagine the cry of the first wind as it billowed against the strange curvature of new mountains and warmed over the restless, boiling oceans. In time, the earth settled and entered the adventure of its own journey. The rippling waters and the wail of the wind were the only sounds until the arrival of the animals. Gradually, the earth developed its own music. Streams gave voice to the silence of the valleys. Between the mountains and the ocean, rivers ferried the long songs of landscape. In fresh spring wells, the dreaming of stone mountains sounded forth. And from infinite distance, the moon choreographed each sequence of tides. As the memory of the earth deepened, the wind built into a huge keening. It was as if the music of the morning wind voiced the distilled loneliness of the earth. Who knows what presences depended on the wind in order to come to voice, or how long they have waited for voice? The wind is the spirit sound of the ancient earth. Over hundreds of millions of years, the earth deepened its elemental music. Each note arises out of the infinite silence of the earth and falls away again into the vast stillness. The elemental conversation of silence and the music of nature gives earth a spirit of intimacy. There is an interesting symmetry between the silence of the earth and the silence of the human body. Just as the music of the wind and water breaks the deep silence of the earth, so the sound of the word breaks the private silence of the body. This threshold between silence and word sets the imagination free to create beauty. A world without this threshold would be a world of nightmare, an earth where noise never stopped, or where clear, dead silence was endless, could never be a home for the mind. It is somehow consoling that at a primal level, the heart of silence ripples into music and word. In terms of our theme, it is as though the deepest dream of silence is the beauty of music and word. Unlike our ancestral creatures, we have transformed the earth. We have brought much destruction and done much damage, yet our music is among the most delightful sounds on earth. Faced with the strangeness and silence of the earth, one of the most beautiful human creations has been music. The creation of exquisite music is one of the glories of human imagination. Indeed, if we had done little else, music would remain our incredible gift to creation, for there is no other sound on earth to compare with the beauty and depth of music. It has an internal resonance, yet of course this is as we hear it. Perhaps to animal hearing, there is nothing more beautiful than the sound of wind through a forest, or a rhythmic salsa of a wild ocean as it crashes against a cliff face. To the human ear, however, music echoes the deepest grandeur and the most sublime intimacy of soul. He just has the most beautiful way of describing soul through his words, and I had to share that with you because today's episode, I'm talking about how powerful music is and how powerfully it can transform you on your spiritual journey and on your finding peace within yourself and coming home to your true self. Music has been a huge part of my life. Ever since I was young, I've always written songs and sang, and it's just something that I've always used to process emotions, and it's something I've always used to express myself. And I don't know who I would be without that. I mean, that's just a part of who I am. And so I really want to talk about what can happen, even if you're not a singer or songwriter, but how powerful music can move you into a place of healing if you allow it. And so in this passage here, he talks about, I don't know, just the way he brought the understanding of how powerful voice and sound really is. When we're experiencing it every day, we could take it for granted and not even realize the power and beauty in it. You know, we just like drive in our car to run errands and go to the grocery store and go to work and do all the things, and music is just in the background. But when we really think about it and the power of it and remembering like really how epic the journey was to even create sound. Our voices are so powerful, and the words we say really do like hold weight and power. And the more that you're awakening spiritually and you're opening your eyes to who you are, the more you see like how powerful your words are and the words that you use in your life. And so if you're constantly cutting yourself down with the words you say, even if it's, you know, lighthearted, but a joke about yourself with your friends, don't cut yourself down, because your words have power and meaning in them. Finding the power in your voice is part of the journey of spiritual awakening and like the self-love journey of healing, because when you come back to your true self, you are able to weave your reality. You're able to co-create your reality with your soul and the divine. And, you know, you can use your voice to shift things in your life, just like with affirmations. Affirmations aren't just this thing that you write down and repeat over and over again. No, what the whole point of it is, you are using words as a catalyst for change, because words are so powerful. I mean, our lives are created with words. If we didn't have words or language, where would we be right now? And so like in this day and time, we use words and language to define our realities. And so that's why it is so important to get clear and to understand how powerful your voice is. So then you can start making subtle shifts within your mindset and within the way you use your words. Use them consciously, weave them beautifully, because it's not only our words that have the power, but it is the essence behind our voice. And so when you're connecting to your soul, you're connecting to the frequency and the vibrations of your essence. And to me, how I see voice, like I see our physical voice as like obviously like how we're speaking, you know, like I'm speaking right now, I'm using my voice. But I see the voice as your whole frequency, your whole vibe, because, you know, somebody can say something to you and the vibe will be off, and it's just not like they're not saying what they're meaning at all, and you can feel a disconnect. And so when you're really connecting to your voice, it goes beyond the words that come out of your mouth. It goes beyond that. And, you know, this is where music is really just magical, because you can hear music or sing melodies and it does something to you. It opens up something inside of you. But when you're connecting to your voice, I kind of see us all like a walking song. And so when you're out of alignment with who you are and you're, you know, constantly fighting inside, your song is kind of distorted and shifting, and your song is kind of distorted and off key, and it's not in alignment. And you can tell that by the way you feel. And so when you are finding alignment in your life and within yourself, you will find that your voice, your frequency, your whole song of who you are begins to line up and sing beautifully through the way you think, through the way you speak, through the way you move, and through just how your whole energy is and how it blends together and harmonizes. That is the whole point of why I do what I do, is like finding that balance within, finding that alignment and harmonizing the mind, body, and soul. And so when you realize that your voice goes beyond just your voice box, it's on a spiritual level, it's on an energetic level as well. When you can see that, you're able to kind of play with it differently, you know? And there is a powerful technique that I learned when I was learning theta healing, and it's called the heart song. This is one of my favorite techniques because this goes back to ancient times, like the whole idea of this. What the heart song is where you tap in and you are deeply connected in a meditative space, and you tap into any sorrow or grief or suffering that you have in your heart. And we can carry emotions and energetic baggage from like our ancestors and from picking up other people's emotions, especially if you're empathic, your own emotions, your own things that you've dealt with in your life. And we can store them in our hearts. We can actually store them all over our bodies, even in our organs and things. And when you are doing the heart song, you are in that meditative and connective space. What you do is you connect to the sorrow and the grief and the pain that you've held, and you allow it to come out through your voice. You express it through your voice. And it is so powerful. The amount of healing that comes through this, it seriously will like just, it feels like an ocean. At least for me, it feels like an ocean just pouring through me. When I did this the very first time, I had such a huge breakthrough. It was giving voice to all of the things that I had held in my body. It was like almost a grieve cry. And so just playing with the voice, but connecting it with all of this stuff that we hold in our body, it's a really powerful way of healing. You can also do this for each of your organs because we can carry different emotions in different organs. For instance, in the liver, that's normally where we carry anger. And in the lungs is where we can carry grief. And in the heart, we can carry all sorts of things. So you can do this and kind of sing yourself back into health. You can sing yourself back into alignment by allowing yourself to really feel those feelings through your voice. Our voices are powerful, powerful, powerful tools. And I think it's really awesome when we can remind ourselves of how powerful it is, because it is something we use every day. It's something that we may forget of how powerful it can be. It's these simple practices like this. It sounds so simple, yet it's so profound. It's like when you're really angry and you really wish you could just drive up to the top of a mountain and scream your lungs out. I honestly feel like that should be something that we do all the time. I feel like we should all have a safe space to go to where we can go scream when we need to, where we can go just let out the feelings inside of us. Using your voice as a way to express the feelings and things that's going on inside of you helps move energy, just like dancing does with your body. I love dancing and I love moving my body because if I'm ever in doubt or if I'm ever having a hard time with anything, feeling stagnant, feeling stuck somewhere in my life, dancing always helps me, especially if I go into it with the intention of it. And so using your voice is like another way to move energy. Maybe even dancing while you're allowing yourself to do that, like really getting in the flow of what you're feeling and allow it to just come out. And a lot of times the heart song, it's not going to be this beautiful, sometimes it could be a beautiful melody, but when you're releasing, a lot of times it will come out as these primal sounds and primal energies, and it's almost otherworldly, honestly. I have guided clients through this, and it's a very private process, and sometimes, you know, it's hard to do it in front of someone, so you would want to find a space where you're alone and you feel safe to express yourself in this way vocally. But if you can really do this and you can sink into a sacred spot, maybe light a candle, get into a meditative space, and like connect and find where all of that is that you're holding in yourself, and allow it to come out of your voice however it wants to come out. Try it and see what happens. And let me know, because it's really powerful. And if you would like someone to guide you through this process, you can always contact me. I'm here. This is what I love to do. So you can do that and find me on my website at seekingwildbeauty.com. So the power of your voice is tap back into that memory of, yeah, my voice is powerful. Yes, my voice is more than just my physical voice. It's my whole frequency. It's my whole vibe. It's everything that I have going on. Let me find how to harmonize this so it feels more beautiful, so I can have goosebumps on my skin when I'm just walking day to day because I'm in alignment. Allow your music to flow through you. Allow your soul to speak through you. And so the more that you work on healing, the more that you allow all of the stuff that's not meant to be there. Like, we're not meant to hoard emotions like we do. We are not meant to hoard like past traumas. We are not meant to hoard them like we do. We need to let that go. Sometimes when we're hoarding, it can be from lack consciousness and poverty consciousness, of feeling like you don't have enough. And so we'll randomly hoard different kinds of emotions. Emotions are meant to flow through you. They're meant to flow through you in the moment. So that's why a lot of us can get stuck. Like, we can get those stuck emotions that we don't know how to process because we're hoarding them. We're afraid to be without on some level, and so we keep all of that stuffed inside of us. When you use something like this to start clearing that out, and you allow yourself to just let go, allow yourself to let go of the attachments to them, and you allow your voice to move them out of you just like this beautiful river. See what happens. It's so amazing. And then when you start moving all of that stuff out and you start to bring this balance back into your mind, body, and soul, then you can start connecting to the voice of your soul. And through that voice, you might be able to express something else. So in what I've described, this was a way to release grief and stuck and trapped emotions that you could have been carrying for generations. There'll be a point where you want to deeply connect to your soul. And so in the same way that we did what I just described, you can go into a deep meditation, a deep connection point with your soul, and ask to sing the song of your soul. Ask for your voice to align with that and allow yourself to sing and to play and to just let come out of you what wants to come out without judgment. Sometimes, well, actually all the time, I feel like I'm always singing these, they just feel like these ancient hymns or ancient sounds that just feel, they just feel mystical to me. But it's just something that wants to come out of me when I'm connected to my soul. Like when I'm in joy, like I'll just have these different kinds of tunes and melodies that flow out of me very easily. And I feel like when I allow myself to do that without feeling like I'm judging myself, without feeling like, oh my gosh, if somebody hears me, they're going to think I'm like ridiculous, or they're going to think I'm singing off key, or they're going to think this, like, that's not even, put that outside the door, put that outside of your mind and tap into what I'm talking about. You are sacred. You are holy, and you are freaking magic. And I want to tap you back into that. I want to help you find that within yourself. And so in those moments, allow yourself to just to sing whatever your soul wants to sing in that moment. Allow yourself to hum and to make different kinds of sounds, because like when I allow myself to do that and I allow myself to sing, I feel so different. It feels like it instantly aligns me. The more that I'm humming and singing from the depths of my soul, the more I feel aligned and the more I feel inspired. And so you can use your voice in healing and in like opening joy, opening pleasure, aligning your mind, body, and soul. You can use it for all different sorts of things. But the more you allow yourself to actually use your voice to create like this and use your voice as a tool to really tap into the magic of it, it's really eye-opening and life-changing. So I invite you to try this and see what you think about it and see what you feel. I hope this episode has inspired you in some way to play around with your voice and to connect with the power of it. And I know that once you do start connecting with this even more, that your life will begin to shift and change. There are so many practices that can help you remember who you are, We have so much at our fingertips. We can create, we can sing, we can move, we can think, we can weave our words together to create poetry. We can live our lives by allowing ourselves to explore whether we feel like we're good at something or not, whether you can sing like on key or not. Allow yourself to play in the exploration of who you are. I hope you all have a wonderful day, and I will talk to you in the next episode. Thank you so much for listening. If you want to book a healing session with me, you can go to my website at seekingwildbeauty.com. You can connect with me on YouTube, Instagram, and Facebook at Harmony Healings. If you want to support this podcast by becoming a patron, you can go to patreon.com/harmonyhealings. Here you can receive support on your self-healing journey and also join our Story Weaver Circle that I host online every full moon. Here we reweave the stories of our lives, letting go of all the old and embracing the new. I'll connect with you soon. I hope you have a lovely week.